Bite my tongue? Never. See, what they don't know is they're tuning in to DBYC Podcast, and I'm just discovering the world around me.
Kaisha, I love you.
It be like God is telling you to keep going.
You quit on yourself, you really down bad.
Tune in Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Hey everybody, you're tuning in to DBYT Podcast with your host Taisha, and today we are bringing in the new year together with new content to get us rolling. You know, this is the first Wednesday of the year, and I'm just excited to share my thoughts about the new year, new me, new year, same me type ordeal, and how to help you guys along for this next year of 2022. It feels so weird to say 2022, just a little bit. It's like these years are really just rolling, kind of just speeding past us. But yeah, I want to get into the fact that my first question to you guys is, are you the main character in your own life? I want you to take a second, you know, think about it. Are you playing a main role or are you playing a side role in your own life? So yeah, while y'all, you know, dwell on that, we're gonna get into today's episode. And from the title, you may or may not know what this episode will be about, but this is why I'm here, to help you guys. So the title of this is, it's a new year, so what? What are you going to do with this next opportunity? Are you going to remain the same or are you going to evolve? Hence, new year, new me, new year, same me type ordeal. As always, it's completely up to you, but my word of advice is to live your life to the fullest, and if you are satisfied with that, then by all means, do what you do, baby. So, we will be talking about how to set goals and actually achieve them. We will be talking about breaking bad habits, breaking old habits, however which way you want to take that. And I will be sharing some of my content goals with you guys just so, just for like accountability factor. Sometimes we need those things to, you know, keep us motivated, keep us going. And yeah, that's why I'm going to be sharing it with you guys. So hopefully this will encourage someone to do something that they always wanted to do, or talk to somebody they always wanted to talk to, or be the person they always wanted to be, you know. So with that being said, let's get into it. So the first thing I'm going to cover is a summary of last year and let y'all know if I was satisfied with it or not. Last year, 2021, I finally graduated college. I did do the full four-year term, and completing my degree in fine arts, getting my math and media major degree and everything. That was a good time. I'm glad that I was able to do that for myself. I really didn't go to college to make anyone else happy. I didn't have parents who forced me to go or, you know, do whatever they wanted me to do. They literally was supportive of every change I made while I was there. Some of you know I started off as a computer science major. I was doing that for the first year and a half. So up until I changed majors my sophomore year, like halfway through the fall semester, because I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't feel adequate. I didn't feel happy anymore. So maybe in the future I will learn those aspects that I feel like I was missing, because I did love the subject as a whole, but maybe I was misguided in my prerequisites. So yeah, that's that. But I am happy that I graduated, and I could be I want to say I'm the first female in my family to graduate college, so that was exciting for me. I also came across some programs that helped me see my life a little bit differently. So they helped me in regurgitating or like bringing up old things that I used to believe in, like change. It sounds simple, but honestly, it was an eye-opener. I'm no longer with these programs anymore, just because they the ones who they didn't teach me change, but they definitely opened my eyes. But I didn't feel like I was a good fit for them. But it was a good year, because it's like I was very used to, you know, working a lot, like always having something to do, like being nonstop with it. And then once I graduated, I had come to a stopping point. I didn't have anything to do. I didn't have any assignments to do. I didn't have anything. I was looking for a job, but due to my circumstances, I'm not in my field right now. But in maybe a year's time, just because I know things take time, but in that time period, I think that I'll be able to go into my field. But I was never going to let not being in my job field stop me from making money, so that was never going to be the case. Moving on, just learning more in general. I did read a little bit. This year, I do want to read more, though. Like, my challenge to myself is to read 15 books over the course of this year. And I know some people like 15 books, like, but really, do y'all even read? Exactly, me either. So, this will be a very challenging thing for me. I have to actually find a book for January. Have not even started looking. That's bad. But we're going to start today. But, also, last year, becoming more motivated to do the things that I wanted to do. Ever since I was like maybe 12, I want to say, maybe even younger than that, I wanted a YouTube channel. I started that last year. So I was very proud of myself for doing that and keeping my head, you know, in the game, on the prize, all that good stuff. I will be dropping a new episode this Friday. I haven't put out any promotional things just due to the fact that this time around I was having trouble finding or figuring out which topic I wanted to do next, and I found the perfect one. So y'all tune in Friday on YouTube. It drops at 7 o'clock, just like my podcast. So if you want to tune in and see what I got to say, y'all go ahead and do that. You can literally find me by just typing in my name. Everything's gonna pop up. You know, subscribe if you're feeling the vibes. If you're not, you know, you can still watch if you want to. I'm not really too picky about it. But that's all for last year. I'm pretty satisfied with all last year, though, to be honest. I mean, it was not a bad year for me. My second topic that I'm getting into tonight is, what do I do to prepare my goals for the new year? So, for the past few years, I've been introduced to vision boards and things of that nature. I did one with my boyfriend at one point in time, and that was fun. That was a fun time. I've done a few while I was in college, with my friends and everything. Like, we'll go to vision board parties and do things of that nature. But now, since COVID is here, me and one of my sisters, we will be doing a virtual vision board party. It's probably just gonna be me and her, and I'm gonna do a little demonstration probably on YouTube just to show you guys how to do that virtually if you're interested. Everybody, you know, just want to remain safe in this time of COVID, or the real COVID, Omicron, and all that other junk. It's so much. But yeah, that is what we plan to do probably later this week once she start feeling better. But yeah, let's talk about it. Setting goals and following through with the plan. Everybody who comes into the new year always got all these new year's resolutions and new year goals and da 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 woo woo. But are you following through with your plan? Like, that's the most important thing. Anybody can say they're gonna do things, and we all know that we sometimes just don't come through. If you want to start actually being serious and taking yourself seriously, get you some good old fashioned pen and paper. When I tell you, I tried let me do it off memory route. No, it don't work. I'm just gonna tell you straight up, just like that, it does not work. Pencil, paper, pen, marker, whatever writing utensil you want to use. If you want to use a whiteboard, for all I care, but you need something permanent for real. So actually scratch the whiteboard idea. Get you something that you can hang up in your room and that's not going to fade away or erase away or anything, because you need a constant reminder of what you need to do. And if it's in your face constantly, you will be more motivated to be like, okay, let me stop playing, let me get this done, X, Y, and Z. That's what I do personally. I already set up all my goals for this year, and I actually bought me a new planner because I don't know, I cannot function without a planner. It's so hard. I don't know how people do it. But I guess I can share some of my content goals right now. So what I want is 500 subscriptions on YouTube by the end of the year. I know that's probably a low number to some people, but right now I'm at 60, so I'm doing pretty decent. But you never know. Maybe by the middle of the year I'll be like, oh, let me get 1K. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen, but still, that's one of my goals. I want to do more journaling this year just to make sure I'm documenting how I'm feeling so I can have a clear and an accountable means to measure out what I'm actually going through and not just, you know, going through the motions every day. Like, I want to catch patterns and everything like I used to when I was a little bit younger. I haven't journaled as consistently as I should have been doing these past like 2 years. So I'm definitely getting back into that. Like I already told y'all, I'm getting more into reading because I just want to expand my knowledge, because like sometimes you feel stuck and sometimes you're uninspired, but if you read or watch some things that are from different people, then you never know what you can get out of it and even form new opinions or new philosophies in your life. I want to continue building genuine bonds with the people who matter most. People who matter most is the community that I am creating now, my family, my friends, things of that nature, and even other content creators, just because I know that through the means of networking, you can get a lot of places quicker and probably even more sufficient because you have credibility and because you know you're making good vibes with the people who are in your field. So keep that in mind. Another one would be to seek out the more spiritual side of myself. I do want to learn so much about spirituality, and I don't really know where to start, but I mean, starting anywhere is a good start in my opinion. What's next? I do want to get more photo shoots booked this year. I started last year in the middle of the summer, and I think I'm doing a great job. People who see my work think I'm doing a great job, and now that they kind of see my work more consistently, they may or may not book with me, but all hopes, fingers crossed, that you book with me and you'll get very good, you know, genuine service. You'll get great pictures. I mean, I'm good. I'm not just bragging on myself for no reason, but yeah, that's up to you guys to make that decision. I also want to start eating out less, but I also want to start dating more, just because dating is so fun. Who ever knew it could be this fun? Like, to be wined and dined by people is amazing. Like, I should have figured out this secret sauce earlier in life, but I didn't, and it's okay. But I also want to plant more seeds, get and start doing more things out of the kindness of my heart, just to give back to people, because you never know how that act of kindness could trickle the effect of them having that same mentality and making them want to do more for their community, their people, their family, or whatnot. Also, when I reach 137 subscribers, that is my first goal, like my first official goal for when I start doing raffles and everything of that nature. We'll get more into that once I get closer and closer to the goal. So y'all stay tuned. I want to do at least 10 collaborative projects with different content creators, just because I want to meet more people. I want to create more bonds that go back to earlier from what I said. I'm also a writer. So I want to do scripts. I actually want to film them. I want to get out there and start doing the things that I love doing. Like, even if they're not bringing in what I want or what I can see for myself in the future, I'm good with, you know, just starting out and having fun and being able to create memories with people who could possibly like change my life, and I could possibly change theirs too. And lastly, you know, my goal, I know these are a lot of goals, but I didn't even say them all. I just had to give y'all the important ones. My last important one is to get the car that I want. If you could guess what kind of car I want, it might be a prize for you at the end of this. Who knows? But going back to the topic at hand, just like how I wrote those down, there's not going to be a day where I don't go to this book. There's not going to be a day that I don't journal. So those are constant reminders for me. Also, when you start to write down your goals, please, 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 please be specific, map it out, and work backwards. And what I mean by that is, don't just say, I wanna save $100 by the end of the year or whatever. How will you do that? What is going to motivate you to get there? Be specific, because the more specific you are, the more realistic it becomes, and the more you are able to grasp the concept of how to do something. So I highly encourage you take your time with your goal list and to be as detailed as possible when you mapping it out. That also goes into being detailed. How will you do it step by step, you know, just so you can see that it is possible, because really anything that you think you want or think you can do is possible, as long as you are putting that into your mind and you are acting it out through, you know, obviously your actions. So yeah. And also, if you think you can't do something, let me tell you, when I tell you fake it till you make it, the rest is cake. Playing the part is so big. There has been times where I just like, okay, I'm gonna give you this quick example, and then I'm gonna move into the third topic of the night. So I was a freshman in college. Well, really, I was like a senior in high school through sophomore in college. All those years, it was like 2 years, I was just fat and I did not like it. But if you were anybody on the outside, you would not have been able to tell. I was the type of person, I'm like, I'm loving my body, da 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 da. And it's not that I didn't love my body, but I did not like it to the point where I just was like 100% confident. I was probably like 80% confident for real. But that I got to a healthier state and I felt more comfortable in my skin, because I never had been that big before in my life. So it was like I hate when people like look at me, or I hate when people talking and they start laughing. I always really got self-conscious and I was like, oh my gosh, people are talking about me, da 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 da. And then that's when my skin started getting really bad acne, and it was just horrible. I just felt very unattractive, and then it was like I really wasn't getting male attention, so I really just was like, oh my gosh, you know. So definitely playing the part, at least until you can get to the place that you want to get to. Then you don't got to pretend no more, because it's going to come naturally like it did for me. Now, to get into the third topic of the night, leaving bad habits in the past. Guys, it's a new year, new opportunities, new space for you to be as creative and as innovative as possible. The things that serve you no purpose, let them go. It's as simple as that. The negative thoughts, the inactive friendships. If you need to relocate to get your stuff back on track, do what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, all these bad habits are going to sink in on you and cause you not to believe in yourself. And that's the last thing you want to do, especially in a time like this. We have the biggest advantage right now to see how things work. We have so much knowledge on the table. We have the internet. We have social media. We have books, guys. We have so much stuff. We have videos, yo. If you don't know how to do something, go to YouTube Academy, baby. You can literally learn anything that you want to learn. You can see it, no matter what type of learner you are. You can always pick up something and learn it. I love doing nails. You will probably never know it, but I used to do my nails back when high school, and they were bomb. Then I got a job and then I couldn't do them no more, so I just stopped. But I'm picking it back up. I really don't know how to do hair like that. I know how to do my own hair, and now I'm practicing on other people's head, and I can do some stuff, you know. So it's never too late to do that stuff. Leave it all behind, because be honest with yourself, what are these bad habits yielding you? What are they actually helping you do besides maybe feel good? And that's probably in a toxic situation, because I know how toxic situations are and how they can be, how they can fester and make you feel like, oh well, if I leave this alone, then X, Y, and Z. If you leave it alone, you can get something else. Trust me. What one won't do, the next one will. And I put that, that's as honest as I can be for real. But yeah, leave all that junk in the past. It's not doing you no good, no justice. So find your new habits and constantly integrate them into your life daily, so you can make sure that you're implementing the things that matter to you most. If they don't matter, then don't do it. I mean, it's all up to you at the end of the day. But if you really want to change yourself and you want to look in the mirror and be proud of yourself, start somewhere. Get you some new habits, get you a new circle, get you a new hobby. It's okay. Don't worry about people judging you, because they're going to talk about you either way it goes. No matter what you're doing, no matter how you feel about something, everybody's going to look at you and they're going to talk about you, whether it's bad or good. It doesn't matter. So do what you want to do and make your life the fullest that you have to in order to be, you know, happy and fulfilled. So we're getting into the fourth topic, reinventing yourself by challenging yourself. You never know how blessed you can be when you bless those around you. So like me, one of my goals was to plant more seeds and start doing more acts of kindness. What you put into the universe, you will get back in abundance. I say it again. What you put into the universe, you will get back in abundance. You never know how you will get that delivered back to you, but just know that when you do good, you get good. When you do bad, you get bad. And you have to watch your actions. Watch how you speak to people. Watch how you speak to yourself. That's really important. It's a lot of times where we don't even notice how much bad and negative talk that we have on our daily lives, on ourselves. Like, we're like, oh, I'm not good enough for this, I'm not good enough for that. I have those moments too. But then I have to realize, like, girl, everything that you're saying is based off old accommodations of different things that you've been through, and those things don't even matter anymore, because you're not that person anymore. You're not that girl. You're no more. You are so much better than what you thought you were. So you don't have to keep going through the cycle of, oh man, I wish I had, I wish I was, I da 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 da. Be that person. Do that thing. Don't be afraid to start over. If you were the type in, I don't know, high school who was just mean, grumpy all the time because you felt like life was unfair, make it fair. Be happy now. We are in this space where we can make literally anything out of nothing. Do what you need to do. Stop making excuses. And that even goes into, you don't have to be the person that you once were. You really don't. Change is inevitable. And through, I heard me talk about this before, through growth mindsets, you are able to change your perspective on yourself and out of the world. You can see different things when you allow yourself to be more open to more knowledge and to more experiences and more people. You just have to be the one to unlock that for real. So take control of your destiny and do what you got to do. And make sure when you're on this journey, you speak positively and you speak in present terms. You never talk about the things you aren't and the things that you cannot do, because those things are obsolete. There's nothing that you think you can do that you can, you know what I mean? Everything that you think you can do, you can. And everything that you think that you can't do, you are also right about that. I think it was a quote, he who says he can is right, and he who says he can't is also right. Because if you believe it, that's what it is. And that's as simple as that. So I want to just say thank you to everybody who's listening. You all really do give me the motivation to continue this route in podcasting and making videos and just all my little media stuff. Like, I love doing it and I love entertaining you guys. But in due time, it will help me, you know, open necessary doors to the life that I eventually want to live. But really, guys, let's rewind back to the front. The real question is, you know, it's a new year, so what are you going to do with it? Every day you get to wake up and function and, you know, breathe, and everything is a new opportunity just waiting for you to utilize it. So take control of your life. And yeah, again, I do have a new episode coming out this Friday on the 7th, and it drops at 7 on YouTube. And I'm not going to tell you guys what the topic is unless you're on my Instagram, then you're obviously going to see it. But I'm Taisha, and I promise I won't bite my tongue. See you guys later.